Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here today. If you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to press play, what's up, man? Thanks for being here. Thank you for your continued support. I really appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it's giving you clarity, laughter, joy, helping you lean into your own inner guidance and create the life of your dreams, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes or now Spotify and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, we can all agree that the world is a fucking shit show. And these conversations and this wisdom can really help a lot of people. Before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift for supporting this podcast. And if you haven't already, come hang out with me on Instagram. I'm kind of loving it over there. There is a ton more content. There is intuition tests and so much more over there. And it lets you stay in the loop with this podcast as well as things that are going on in my business and in my life. So let's go ahead and let's have the conversation today that needs to be had. Now, I don't know about you, but even throughout school, like grade school and college, I've heard the term trust your gut so many times. And I remember to myself that I was in a creative writing program in 12th grade. Yeah, I was a senior. And the teacher really harnessed in on intuition a lot. There was, I think, like a whole month where we really just learned how to incorporate intuition into our creative writing process. And I remember thinking, I asked her a question because we were supposed to be creating a dialogue for a tragic scene. And I said, I'm just having a really hard time where I'm meant to go with this. And she looked at me and she said, you just have to trust your intuition. And my ego in the back of my mind was saying, how the fuck am I supposed to do that? Like, what is intuition? I don't get it. Why does everybody say that? You're going to hear it so often in every place in the world, whether it's listening to podcasts or YouTube videos or, you know, listening to all the gurus, it's always like, trust your intuition. Well, or trust your gut, I should say. Trust your gut. Well, that's not a really great piece of advice. And this is why I'm sharing this with you. Once I uncovered the topic of human design, I began to learn that we all have different authority types. Now, what is authority? Authority is the unique decision-making intelligence built into our bodies. So hence, this is very intuition-based because our intuition is our internal guidance system. So once I began to take a deep dive into the topic of human design, I really started to understand, like, oh shit, telling people to trust their gut isn't necessarily the best way to teach intuition. And here's why. There are 8 different authorities. We have emotional authority, sacral authority, splenic authority, ego manifested authority, ego projected authority, self projected authority, environmental authority, and lunar authority. And each of these 8 authorities have a different decision making intelligence process. So your intuition is going to speak to you in your authoritative way. So, for example, I am a sacral authority. Sacral authorities receive their intuition very directly, and it's a uh-huh or an uh-uh. Like, that's really how sacral authorities are meant to live when it comes to harnessing on making a decision. It's a quick uh-huh. Like, you feel it in your bones. It's very quick. It's very direct. And it's always accessible to sacral authorities. Meanwhile, a splenic authority, although it has the same kind of vibe where it's a gut instinct, it comes to you very spontaneously. So it will come to you when you're washing the dishes or when you're taking a shower or where you're driving. It's a very spontaneous kind of experience if you are a splenic authority. Where emotional and lunar authorities, they require a lot of time and patience when it comes to their intuition coming to them. I work with a lot of emotional authorities. And what I always tell them is, I'm never going to tell you to trust your gut, because at the end of the day, what happens when you're an emotional authority is there's going to be a lot of waves coming in and out of you when it comes to emotions. And you really need to be able to process those. You need to let yourself be in those moments of emotions and then come to a place of calm in order for your intuition to come to you. And instead of saying trust your gut when it comes to emotional authority, I say you got to trust your heart. And this has been a game changer for a lot of emotional authorities that I work with. Now, self-projected and environmental authorities require subtle attunements of your body's signals. So the concept of trusting your gut is really only for sacral authorities. So using that in terms of teaching intuition and allowing people to harness the inner wisdom that's within them, it's not the best way to like go about learning intuition. What you want to do is you want to learn and understand your human design. Now, and here's another thing that we need to talk about. There is not one way to really truly get to know yourself. My journey has been a winding, crazy fucking road, let me tell you. I first started with meditation, which then led me to psychic and mediumship development, which then led me into occult, which then led me into breathwork and my own healing journey and energy healing. And it's just, that's how your spiritual journey is going to be. And this is why I created Elevation Academy. I was so sick and tired of just taking courses for one specific subject. I wanted to create an experience where it's a full immersion of the tools and the practices that have helped me get to where I'm at in my journey. So, Elevation Academy incorporates uncovering your soul contract, uncovering your human design. It incorporates breath work for your healing journey, as well as trans healing activations that I channeled that were a lot of fucking energy, let me tell you, and so much more. I've incorporated nervous system regulation, and oh my God, there's so much. And it's just such a beautiful experience because you're not just getting one subject, you're getting a piece of the pie. I am someone who absolutely loves tapas. I love tapas restaurants, and I like to look at Elevation Academy as my personal tapas experience, because you're getting the best of everything. You are getting journal work, you are getting PDFs, you are getting audio breathwork recordings, you are getting trans activations. It is such a beautiful experience, and I am so beyond proud and excited to share this with you. If this is something that your intuition, or you're like, huh, this sounds like something that might be for me at this part of my journey, I'm going to go ahead and leave a link in the show notes where you can check out my free Becoming Masterclass that's going to give you a little bit more information on Elevation and Academy, so you can see if it's the right fit for you. Again, I am so beyond proud of this program because it's a piece of me, and it's the things that I've learned. I'm getting like a little teary-eyed, but it's okay. It's everything that has helped me. It is everything that has opened up to my eyes. It's everything that has allowed me to really step into my purpose and lead. So if this feels like this is for you, again, check out the Becoming Masterclass that is linked down below. So with that being said, I would love, again, come hang out with me on Instagram, guys. Like, seriously, I have so much amazing content over there. I'm also going to leave some of my favorite human design books for you in the show notes, because human design is just a vast world. And I think that you're going to find it very, very interesting once you really truly understand your own human design. But that's it for this week. I hope everyone is having an incredible, incredible March. I know that I am. I will see you guys around the internet. And remember, trust yourself and trust the process.